it while you're going into it? No problem. Did you have ever experienced
I never had any problem.
Discrimination or anything like that?
I went through that when we got married, and they tried to rent an apartment.
You met a Chinese, I presume?
Yeah. This is back in 1957. And this lady rented this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
She took our deposit and everything. And the people didn't like it. The tenants didn't like it. So I complained to the owner. And the owner told us, sorry, it's in my lease. I found out you can't rent to Cornell.
Oh.
When
was that?
Like 57.
Oh.
The first time I felt it. And read it. We heard about it, but I never, you know.
That was what did you do? Did you take any legal recourse?
No. You couldn't then, in those days.
Why not?
You know that? What can you
there
say?
Was no clause in any law that
no
said that
state.
There was no.
Well,
no one
she said it was on her deed, the owner, when she bought the apartment. She didn't know that, she said.
Oh.
And she felt real bad about it and all that.
Where was the apartment
was Wilshire,
located?
Mid-Wilshire? Wilshire, near Western. Because my wife is working at an insurance company.
At
North
that time,
West
that was a predominantly white area.
Yes,
but from 1937 to say 1945, you lived mostly on in the other than that year in Hollywood, you lived mostly in China City.
Yeah, Spring Street.
You lived on top of your
No, it's a it's a flat, like you ever heard of tortilla flat?
Oh yeah.
It's like a
sort of
hotel,
bungalow.
Like
yeah, I've seen those.
Individual rooms.
Yeah.
And we would rent the whole flat.
Mm-hmm.
Each family would live in, you know, one apartment.
It's sort of like a common.
Right. Yeah, like a commune. Like it's a center.
Except it's one story
one
only.
One story.
Yeah.
And you have different rooms. You
mm-hmm.
have community bathroom, community a kitchen.
Who owned those things?
This guy that owned the tortilla factory downstairs. That's what we call tortilla flat. Okay. Every night we hear those tortillas, you know, clapping, you know, making tortillas by hand.
Oh, they make.
They were downstairs. The owner owned the tortilla factory.
Oh, that's what they're called, tortilla factory.
We call it tortilla.
I was thinking of
and that was
the tortilla flat in this novel.
Yeah.
I just know they're seedy little places.
Right. This is where we lived on top of. There was always a lot of drugs in that area.
Why did you live there?
We couldn't afford to live in any other place.
Your
living
father
in poverty.
Owned in
but
a
in
shop.
In those days, how much can you make? You know, you make $20 a day, we were happy.
Oh. Yeah, well, $20
was
a
lot
of
money.
Those days. Yeah. How much was
the
rent in
the
those
rent
days?
The rent was maybe about remember, but it was very low. That's all we could
mm-hmm.
afford. That's why we never lived in a home after we came to the United States.
Mm-hmm. How about your uncle? Did he do better since he came here so much earlier?
Well, yeah, he lived in a better flat, which is on top of Old Chinatown.
Old Chinatown? Spring Street?
No, Los Angeles Street.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, yeah. I keep thinking. I see. Did you feel bad that you were living in such a
when you're young, you don't think about those things. But I can remember going to sleep and looking up and see plaster falling on it, you know. And that's the only time I really felt really bad. I said, everybody else have nice homes. We didn't know what a home looked like.
Didn't your school's friends have homes?
Very few.
Oh, everybody lived in those, though.
Yeah, we're in the same situation.
I see. Didn't that change when you go to when you started going to junior high school
well,
and high school?
And after that, we moved to another location, LaSalle, 39th and LaSalle.
When did you move?
That was back in 1949.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
49.
Did your father specifically say he would like? I presume you took over your father's shop.
No, we started this with the four three brothers and a sister.
The older generation.
The younger generation
Oh,
started
excuse
this
me.
one. Then my father moved over next to me after we got this time. He came over later.
Oh, he was that
Yeah,
section. Oh, that's how you. Well, actually, so it
because
all belongs to
I had to be close to him because he can't write a receipt and all that. Anything he needs, I have to go and help him.
How
And
did
he
you
was
do?
getting at that age, he was getting old enough that I have to help him deliver and all that. Take him back and forth from work.
What happened to the other three brothers?
They all, well, one became an engineer, one's an artist, my sister's a two, designer.
So you,
So
in
I was
other
the only
words,
one stuck
you you wanted to, or you just
I
had to?
really didn't like, nobody liked this job at one time. We were not interested in, we all wanted some other thing more conventional, like being a mechanic. I was going to, at one time I was going to be an aircraft mechanic and things like that.
And because
But
nobody else wanted to do this for
well,
you, felt
after a
you
while, after I got,
impelled to do it?
after I got out of service,
Oh, you were in the service.
yes, and I said I don't want to be a
Which
mechanic the rest of my life.
Oh,
Yeah.
what
Well,
did you do
yeah,
in the service?
I was an aircraft mechanic.
Yeah, so you actually did get to do what you
Yeah.
wanted to do.
But I didn't want to do it for the rest of my life anymore. And after a while I got used to this and I liked it.
And
Really
you
had
learned,
fun.
how did you learn how to do the closing?
Oh, I learned it from my neighbor.
Were there, or I thought all of those cloisonné pieces were imported from Hong Kong. Oh, they made them here.
I made them
Yeah, you make, and I presume your neighbor made them here
Well,
too.
but she was making, she's American, say, so she was making little plaques, little Mickey Mouse, and little cute things. I said, if you could do that, I could do the same thing with Chinese design. So that's the reason I stuck with all my Chinese design. Instead of going away and getting into modern. I have no feelings toward that. And I only have feelings toward my Chinese things going. So I try to duplicate the Chinese colors and Chinese, what relates to me.
So you've always been involved in this business ever since you were small, all
I
the way
remember
until
when I was what,
now.
8, 6, 7 years old, we used to play store with my sister. And my sister, funny thing, when she was young, she always had a notebook, she always sketching dresses and cutouts. Now she's a dress designer. So it comes
I
back
think,
to us.
yeah, it's you probably
Oh,
have all have some artistic
we're born with it, we just have a
talent.
choice.
Did your mother ever do anything besides take care of the children?
That's her only job.
She didn't even
Help?
help with
No, she couldn't speak the English
Your father couldn't either, right?
Yeah, but he could get he could
He could
speak.
understand?
Yeah, he could understand. He could speak it. But he can't write, that's all.
That's what amazes me. How did they do business when you were all small and he didn't speak the language? How did he possibly get around
Well,
to opening a shop?
see,
He had
that's
to
the
have
reason he didn't have.
license and pay taxes and deal with American customers. How did
Well,
he do
then
it?
my brothers, older brothers, helped him.
How about like your uncle who came here without anybody?
That's another thing. That was hard. He had to fight his way, everything. He had to cheat, he had to lie, he had to do everything to get, what I was told. In those old days, survival of the fittest. You really had to fight to stay alive.
Did he ever tell you, your uncle, ever tell you about any kinds of hostility he experienced
I'm
or
sure, but he won't tell us about it. We won't remember it anyway.
Did your mother ever cook, not cook, but prepare herbal medicine, things of that sort?
Yeah, when we're sick.
Did she know about aspirin? So she used those also in conjunction
Right.
with, depends on what kind
Like
of things you got.
like cold, the lakcha, the tea,
Yeah,
cha and all
yeah.
that. And
That's for minor
yeah,
discomforts.
when I have a cold or flu, that's
Yeah.
all we get.
And did you ever question what those things were, or
No,
did you?
just had to take it, even though we hated it.
What did your parents do for recreation in the old days when they came here? Nothing. They worked 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Your father never took you out to the zoo or something?
No. We never had any transportation.
The bus?
You don't have to use the bus.
You should know by the time you were 10 or 11.
Oh, after we got to a certain age, yeah. We went on our own. We went to YMCA and things like that. And camping. And when you go to the school...
We meaning you and your friends?
Yes, our brothers. We go camping. And then we met one lady in the Smosh and she was very nice to us. And she would take us to the beach, which we'd never seen before. You know.
Morris, I don't know.
No, she's one of the old friends. She passed away.
She was not a religious, so.
No.
So, did your parents ever play mahjong at all?
He is against it.
Oh.
He would not let us.
Your father had very strict morals.
Very strict. But there's a certain reason for it. He saw what mahjong does to a person. So he's lived through it. So we don't, you know. If we do it, we have to do it on the side. Without
even on Chinese New Year's, were you allowed to gamble?
Never.
No.
Not even cards, we can play cards.
Oh.
You know, we're just playing fish, not gambling.
He's
against all those. We can't smoke. Then we don't drink.
How many of you lived with him? The older generation ones, I presume, all had their own.
Well, they fight it broke away too. Older generation.
The
younger one, we had to stay.
The four of you, right? The four of you.
Three boys.
Yeah, three boys and all of us stayed with him.
Oh,
I see. Did he try to teach you any Chinese? Written Chinese?
No, we went to Chinese school.
Oh.
We didn't learn anything.
How long did you go?
Let's see. Junior high school. Up to junior high school. Grammar school up to junior high school. So,
that's quite a few
years.
From 4 to 8, every day? Or 4 to 7? 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.?
4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Chinese school was so dull. You know,
why did you go?
We had to go. My father, my mother forced me.
Where was it located?
One little light on Spring Street. It's still there.
What is it called? Who sponsored it? Was it a church
it's
or a
church?
Yeah.
Chinese
Methodist
church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing he liked,
Bob. One thing he liked, Bob. And I remember that we can't name Sue, you know?
Yeah.
That we get hit. So I said, give me the little book. We get hit. We all do that.
So you have several years, huh? How come you were able to learn that?
I guess I have a very smart.
Did you feel that it was not useful? It turns out not to be useful later.
We didn't retain anything. At least I didn't retain very much.
Did all your brothers and sisters? Your sister
my older brothers did.
Also.
No. Because they learned it when they were in China, not here. Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have to go?
No. No, they went, but they took it in trouble to learn.
You never learned any Chinese while you were back in China?
I was too young.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But I wish I had.
And your mom, did she ever say tell you stories and things of that sort? Chinese fairy tales?
No.
You don't communicate much with your parents those days, the children and the parents.
They just feed us. My father, you know, used to tell a story, but we don't remember it. You know, we just sit there and watch him talk, you know, tell a story to my customer. It goes in one ear. But no, we don't retain it. Because I was just so interested in other things, like airplanes, models, or just busy making models. And
you and your brother spoke Chinese to each other?
Mostly English.
Mm. Oh, really? But you
only spoke Chinese to my parents.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had problems. After a while, we used English with it, mixed with it, half and half.
With your parents, you?
Yeah.
But they spoke back in 100% Chinese, huh? They didn't object to that? They didn't say you should stop speaking English to each other? Did, in other words, when they were bringing you up, did they try to bring you up as they were brought up, or as a Chinese rather than, or did they not care and just, they don't mind if you just became an American, other than the fact of marrying an American?
No, they had no, I don't think they had any objection raising us being American. After, to tell you a funny thing that happened, after a while, my father became a citizen. Didn't want to go back to China anymore.
Did he say that?
Well, he said America was his country after that.
When did he do that?
And people accepted him, I guess. He's changed. And see, I guess he's had a rough time in the old days. He didn't want to come back. He didn't want to go back to China.
Well, I presume after 49.
Yeah, things have changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people nicer to him. And he really likes it.
This is the end of the duplication of tape 1, side 1 of the interview with Gim Fong.